What do you call a peach where the meat sticks to the seed?
Now that's a clinging stone peach.
Clinging stone. And the other type?
Clear seed.
Clear seed. And the beans that don't have to be shelled are?
Oh, you're talking about string beans?
String. Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them snap?
The kind of bean that you snap up in your preparation of it to cook, those are snap beans.
I see, but the string bean is then you don't break up.
The string bean is a snap bean before it was snapped.
All right. Some beans that do have to be shelled, what do you...
There is a butter bean that is very popular around here. Then there's a butter pea that is a new innovation. It's smaller than a butter bean and a little bit sweeter and a little bit daintier in taste. Then there's a lima bean that's big as the end of your thumb sometimes nearly. And they have a coarser texture and a coarser taste. And you have to be from lima bean country to appreciate them. But this isn't much lima bean country down here.
And how about the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Well, we just call them turnips. Or if we want to distinguish between the tops and the tops and bottoms cooked together, we'll say turnip salad or turnips with roots.
I see. You just say greens to include them?
Oh, yeah.
All the tops?
But now greens is much broader than turnips.
I see.
Greens includes cabbage and collards and poke and...
It's too large a term to be exact.
Mm-hmm.